keys open locks. They open doors. They allow access. Metaphorically, we even use the word key to say that, well, the key is this, or the secret to understanding is this. In some ways, all of the O antiphons, the antiphons for Vespers that we've been talking about over the last 4 days, are keys to understanding the role of the Messiah. Well, today, our O antiphon is about a very special key, the Clavis David, or the Key of David. The O antiphon reads in my translation, O Key of David, and Scepter of the House of Israel, who opens and no one closes, who closes and no one opens, come and lead from prison the bound one, sitting in darkness and the shadow of death. What is this a reference to, this key of David? Well, just as a key does in fact allow access, it's also a symbol of power and authority. The key of David is mentioned in the 22nd chapter of the book of the prophet Isaiah. Here, the prime minister, as it were, Shebna, the symbol of his office is that he has the key of the royal palace, presumably an actual physical key that opens the door of David's palace. Imagine the power that would give one. He can go wherever he wants to in the royal palace. And indeed, when he opens, people can come in. And if he shuts and locks the door, no one can pass. Well, that's a symbolic and real power. And Shebna, the prime minister, was not doing very good. So Isaiah has to come and say that God is going to take away the key of David and place it on the shoulder of another, Eliakim. And then uses the exact words of today's O antiphon. When he opens, none shall close, and when he closes, none shall open. Of course, this symbolic power is most fulfilled in the coming of the Messiah. And here the Messiah comes not to take the key of David to open and close physical doors, but rather to open and close, as it were, the doors to heaven. And therefore we have this sad image of this bound person, the vinctus, literally the chained or tied or restrained one who is sitting in prison, the domus carcerae, the house of jail. Compare that to the house of Israel or the house of the royal palace. This sad person is sitting in the house of prison. But here comes the Messiah with the key of David, the key to the prison, the key to heaven. When he opens, none shall shut. And when he shuts, none shall open. That means if the Messiah comes and delivers you from your sins, which is his real power, Satan is powerless to close that door. What God opens, no one can shut. I think that's a consoling message for all of us who perhaps feel like we are sitting bound by sin in the shadow of death and darkness. That's the way sin can feel sometime. It feels hopeless. We feel imprisoned, unable to free ourselves. And that is the ultimate message of Advent and the coming of the Messiah. We are, in fact, powerless to deliver ourselves. We need a deliverer. We are not capable of removing our own bonds, our own chains, and we are certainly not capable of opening the locked prison door ourselves. But here is the good news. The Messiah is coming. Jesus is coming, the successor of David, greater than, in fact, David himself. Not only will he have the key of David, he is the fulfillment of everything David stood for. So Jesus is coming to you, sitting in darkness, seeming forgotten, lost in sin, and he's going to open your shackles, open the door of the prison, and lead you out. Come and lead out a duke. We hear the word duke, leadership. This is a leader who doesn't fight battles against earthly powers like armies. He fights the battle against sin. He doesn't want us to be bound in prison in darkness. He wants to lead us out. Lead us out from the shadow of death and darkness. So today, in any way that you feel bound and hopeless and in darkness, fear not. One is coming who has the key of David. He is coming to lead you out and ultimately lead you to the house of our Father in heaven. Let that be your hope today, and God bless you.